At this point, are
Okay.
there any more introductions? Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Swamik Rishi Prabhuji, and Prabhuji is a disciple of His Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the Prabhuji is the initiating guru in the ISKCON. Today Prabhuji is covering on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam verse 4.25.52. Thank you very much Prabhuji, Danvat Panam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic Prabhuji. I now hand over the call to you Prabhuji. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Krapa Sindhu Bhevcha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Anantaputi Vaishnav Vrandh Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Chonyavadi Pashyata Deshatarene Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurav Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, thanks for giving me opportunity to speak. So we'll be...
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, can you start your video Prabhuji?
Okay, now how to start? Start the video. I'm trying to press here to start the video, but it's not coming. Start the video, it's new. Start the video. I got cut off, looks like. I will again go back again and join in Zoom meeting. Recording on YouTube. Let me speak. Is it okay? Now start the video, but I'm trying to.
That's okay, Prabhuji, if it is not coming. Thank you for trying. No problem, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Yeah, I guess live. Seems to start the video. Share me. Start the video. I have really no knowledge about what to do. So it's okay. Should I go ahead?
Sure, Prabhuji. Please go ahead. No worries, Prabhuji. Thank you. Thank you for that,
okay.
Prabhu.
Thank you so much. Now my okay. So I have to take out my verse from this. Yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we'll be reading text number 52 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, and chapter number 25. Asuri Nama Pashyat Dvas Taya Yati Puranjanaha Ramakam Nama Vishayam Durme Durmadena Samanvitaha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace C.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. On the western side was a gate named Asuri. Through that gate, King Puranjan used to go to the city of Gramak, accompanied by his friend Durmad. The gate on the western side of the city was known as Asuri because it was especially meant for Asuras. The word Asura refers to those who are interested in sense gratification. Just like Hiranyakashipu, Ravan, what they want. Hiranya means gold, Kashipu, they want soft bed or sex life. Same thing Ravan, he stole Sita Devi and wanted to separate Sita Devi or Lakshmi Ji from Lord Ram. They want to worship just Lakshmi so they could get her sense of gratification. Dharma, Artha, what is the purpose of Artha? Is to enjoy calm, fulfill their material desires, and then they want liberation, moksha. So many things are changing on this, I don't know. So, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, So these are, that is what the asuras, they want earth, and then when they get completely tired, then they want to become free from this. But rather than taking bhakti, they just remain asura life after life. And Krishna throws them into so many lower species of life and into so many hellish planets also. That is all described in Bhagavad Gita chapter number 16. Asura means who are interested in sense gratification, specifically in sex life, to which they are overly attracted. Thus Puranjan, the living entity, enjoys himself to his greatest satisfaction by means of genitals. Consequently, he used to go to the place known as Grama. Grama means material sense gratification, is also called Gramin. And the place where sex life is indulged in to a great extent is called Grama. Grama or Gramya or Gramya Katha or Gramya Varta. Gramya Varta na Sunibe na Kaibe. So Gramya Varta means unnecessary talks about sense gratification. So many newspapers, so many TV, so many serials, so many shows, so much meeting with people who are not interested in Krishna consciousness. So many things are included in this Gramya. Gramya does not mean just a village. Village life is a mode of goodness. So it is a city life, but Gramya means any place where all these talks unnecessary, which is taking you away from bhakti, anything which does not give pleasure to the soul and does not give pleasure to Krishna, it is all Gramya. Gramya Katha, Gramya Varta. So one should not hear, one should not talk about this. So, but Puranjan, this is what is, was his interest. The place where sex life is indulged into a great extent is called Gramak. When going to Gramak, Puranjan used to be accompanied by his friend Durmad. The word Vishaya refers to the four bodily necessities of life. That is eating, sleeping, mating and defending. These are the necessities. You may say it is necessary, so why should not indulge? One should be regulated. We have a human form. And unless these things are regulated according to Shastric injunction, the Sadhu, Guru and Shastra, we cannot just indulge in all these things. That is, even animals are discriminated. So what to say about the human life, which has been given a higher responsibility. So one should not be, so these are sinful activity. It is Durmad, like here it is saying, Rama, eating, sleeping. The word Durmadena may be in this way. Dur means dust. Dust are sinful. Or dust aadmi hai. Dust hai na, he is engaged in sinful activity, which is not sanctioned by the in the injunctions in the Vedas. And mother means he is madness. So every living entity who is in contact with material nature is called mother or mad. He is a madman. It is said, Pishachi paile yena, mati chen hai, maya grast jivir hai, se bhava udai. This is from Prem Vivar. Prem Vivar is written by Jagdananda Pandit. So when a person is hunted, he becomes practically insane. When one is in an insane condition, he speaks all kinds of nonsense. Thus, to become engaged in sense gratification, one has to accept a friend who is Durmad or badly affected by the material disease, or he is mad. So he has to assist, get that kind of mentality. Durmad means a bad. So Asuri, so the word Asuri Nama Pasha, that is this verse, Dwah, are significant in another sense. The sunrise is first visible from the eastern side, the Bay of Bengal, and gradually progresses towards the west. It is practically experienced that people in the west are more addicted to sense gratification. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is certified. Paschi Mera Lokasava Mura. The more one goes to the western side, the more he will find people disinterested in spiritual life. So from eastern, that's where Bharat, Bha means knowledge. And one who is engaged in knowledge and spiritual knowledge, which separates us from this darkness of the materialism or material enjoyment. So that is what the Bharatvasi are meant for, to engage in spiritual culture, to have the knowledge of the Vedic scriptures, even Bhagavatam. So people when you go more and more to the west, gradually it will be more and more people who will be demonic. Like from here to Europe, people are more sinful because they don't have any following of the Vedas. Prabhupada also said that whatever that you have looted India, so much so, but you have forgotten this knowledge, our spiritual culture. So take it, I came to give it back. and then more you go to America, and from New York City to the west side that is, like where there is California, etc. So people are more simple in that area. You could go to more Hawaii, that's again 3 hours behind even California, or 6 hours from New York, that is also even more simple. Just eating, sleeping, mating, and defending in a very sophisticated way, in a simple way, whatever way, somehow to just satisfy the senses, and that's their goal. So, and that's why they remain in the material world, life after life. They go rotate through so many 8.6 million, 8.4 million species of life, and there is no end to that, and so much suffering in every species of life. So, when a person is haunted, he becomes practically insane. When one is in an insane condition, he speaks all kinds of nonsense. Means nonsense means all this materialist, so many advertisements, so much in the newspaper thing, so much allurement. That is all nonsense. We have to live simply and then get out of this material. But rather than living simply, we use so many artificial things. So it is not saralta, it is kutilta. Kutil means crookedness. Why to waste our so much energy, so much time, so much money we should be used for Krishna? Just to keep body and soul together, that is only our right on what we earn. But rest of the things should be used for Krishna's service, just to spreading Krishna consciousness, building temples, going village to village for distributing Harinam, or Vaishno Seva, or printing books. Prabhupada always says that if you have money, print books. If you have more money, build temple. If you have more money, have so many devotees come and then ask them to go and serve them, or at least help them, like brahmacharis who could spread Krishna consciousness. So many things that could be done if we are conscious of all these things, that what is exactly, what is the purpose of this human life. So Asuri Nama Pashyatva, the sunrise that we were talking, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, or Prabhupada is saying, that it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Pashchima Loka Sabha Mura Anachar. The more one goes to the western side, the more he will find people disinterested in his spiritual life. You may say there are devotees there also, but its a percentage is much less, and mind is contaminated. And even if they take to spiritual life, they may change and take it back again. It's very difficult to keep on that path. Practically in India, now people are becoming more and more westernized. Still, they have not a Vedic culture. They still, but that is all changed from Krishna to so many demigods, so many this sadhus who are bogus sadhus and who are just sense desire, and they get trapped by that. So that's why it's so much necessary that all these devotees should really come forward and spread Krishna consciousness. Bharata Bhumita Hela Manushya Janma Yar Janma Sartha Kari Kara Parupakar, that now you make your life successful and give this to others also. So that is what is needed, that is what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking. That is from Chaitanya Charitamrita's words, that now we have taken the birth in India. It is the duty of every Indian to take this Krishna consciousness very seriously and spread it to others. Give it to Janma, you make your life successful and make others' life successful. Success means to give them Krishna consciousness so they could go back home, back to Godhead in loving devotional service to the Lord. Because people are not following any Vedic standard. The more one goes to the western side, the more he will find people disinterested in his spiritual life. He will find them behaving against the Vedic standards. Because of this, people living in the west are more addicted to sense gratification. In the Bhagavatam, it is confirmed, Asuri Nam Pashyatvaha. In other words, the population of the western side is interested in an Asuric civilization. That is, Asuric civilization means they are materialistic way of life. Asura, Sur and Asura, both are born from the same at least father, Kashyap Muni. That all the Aditi gave birth to all the devtas, and Diti that gave birth to all the daityas. So they look alike, they are all brothers, but one has Asuric mentality, they don't want to follow any Vedic injunction. Just like Hiranyakashipu was thinking that Vishnu is my enemy, let me kill him, I am God. And that's what everybody is. Mayavadi also has that they want to become God. That now, so they spread, they change the meaning of the direct meaning of the Shastra. So much so, they twist it. and want to merge with Brahmajyoti, rather are at least they just think the God is nirakar, no form, there is no qualities in the Lord, you cannot describe them, he has no form at all, then whom you will worship, whom you will love, whom you will talk about. So, in Shastra, from like nakh to sir, like from the nail to the hair, so much description and millions of verses about the Supreme Lord. But they just neglect all that. They think it is all mythology or it is just unnecessary put in, but that is not the fact. So even Mayavadis or who are following Mayavadis means Bhashya Sunale Hoy Sarvanas, this Sharirik Bhashya by Shankaracharya. Because Shankaracharya was asked by, like he is Lord Shiva, but he was asked by Krishna to twist the meaning. So people to take a wrong way. You may say, why wrong way? Why Krishna is ordering that? That's his desire that gradually the Bodhisattva to get out of this Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva don't accept any Vedas, any Shastra. At least Mayavadis, they have a twisted meaning. It is a covered Bodhisattva. This Mayavad or is a covered Bodhisattva. And then one can go from this, then gradually there is Vaishnava culture that came from Ramanujacharya and Madhvacharya and so on and so forth. So there are Vaishnava Sampradaya. And we follow from all these four Vaishnava Sampradaya, then we are following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Brahma Madhva Gauda Sampradaya, particularly it is from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we are following, which is the purest of all the pure, because it is brought by directly from by Krishna Mahaprabhu. And he followed that, he showed by this practical example. He came the guise of a devotee, although he is Antar Krishna Bahir Srimati Radharani. He came in the bhav killing of Srimati Radharani. So Krishna consciousness movement, so Lord Chaitanya consequently wanted this Krishna consciousness movement to be preached on the western side of the world so that people addicted to sense gratification might be benefited by his teaching. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj sent some of his three sannyasi disciples to England, but they could not be successful. He told many sannyasi that now you are proficient in English, now you preach in the West, and Prabhupada took that to his heart and his preaching. And he's telling us now that whatever somewhat is left over that he did not do, then my disciples will do. So it is our really foremost duty that we are getting this knowledge from Prabhupada, and we must give this knowledge back to the people all over the world, not just India, but wherever you are. Tare dekho, tare kaho Krishna Upadesh. And whomever you see, give them Krishna Upadesh. Amara agya hoy guru tare e desh. That by my agya, by my order, then you make them Krishna conscious. You become a guru, and tare desh means liberate this whole culture, whole Western culture, or whole materialistic culture or asuric culture. Materialistic culture is asuric culture. Eat, drink and be merry. Wherever your senses takes you, go. Wherever your mind takes you, go. There is no lagam, no control, nothing. Just like a wild horse, and that will throw you. So text number 53. Niratirar nama pashyadvas tayayati puranjanah Vaisha Vaisha Sam Nam Vishayam Lukena Samanvitaha. Another gate on the western side was known as Niratti. Puranjan used to go through this gate. So that first gate was genitals or sex life. Now this is the another gate. That is for the anus or like whole or the defecation. So he goes to there also, to get place known as Vaishasa, accompanied by his friend Lubdha. So purport, this is in reference to the rectum. The rectum is supposed to be situated on the western side of the eyes, nose and ears. So in the front that we have, that's our eyes, nose and ears, that is eastern side. So this gate is especially meant for death. When an ordinary living entity abandons his present body, he passes through the rectum. So ordinary people, they pass his tube. And they have become so much fearful, and then the stool, they just come out, and then that is stool. So their soul is going through the stool, and then goes to the hellish planet. If the soul is lifted up, but just like by brahmacharis, by devotees, then they lift it up to the brahmarandra, and it goes through the head. They are smiling at the time of death. or some they vomit at the time of death. Most of the people, like it is common man, that they pass his food to the rectum. It is therefore painful. When one is called by nature to evacuate, one also experiences pain. The friend of the living entity who accompanies him through this gate is named Lubdhav, which means greed. Due to our greed, we eat unnecessarily. And such gluttony causes pain at the time of evacuation. The conclusion is that living entity feels well if he evacuates properly. This gate is known as Nirati. Nirati are the painful gate. So that is where the Puranjan is going through anywhere that he could get sensitive. Let's say eat any kind of nonsense. And then they will pass their stool. And it is very difficult, like too much gluten, it means this gluten that deposits in the intestine. And then you cannot absorb all the food. And then even if you eat meat, that will rot there. Because our colon is so long, like so many meters long, 22 feet almost, the intestine, the small intestine. Large intestine is about 5 or 6 feet. Then there is rectum. And most of the cancers in the colon or intestine, or it is all because of meat eating. Our body is meant for vegetarian food. Fruits, vegetables, grains, yes, one can take. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. Tadaham bhakti kuparat astami prayatatmana. That I take this patra pushpa. So you could take all kinds of leafy vegetables or other vegetables, flowers is to offer to Krishna, and all the kinds of fruits and milk preparation. Palam toyam, toyam means water. One can give easily, but whatever you do not offer to Krishna, then you eat in every really sin. In the grain, like an Ekadashi, Krishna has made that, yes, the sin will reside. There is Pap Purush. And Krishna says that he will live in that Pap Purush, should live in the grain on the Ekadashi. One should follow Ekadashi. That is Krishna's desire. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed that. So we have to follow all the Vedic rules and regulations, all the injunction, not to eat anything. Like, we are not like garbage eater. Or we should not be like a pig. Like Chinese, they eat so much nonsense, whatever they have, who are not devotees. Now they are also changing the diet. So that is good. But this should be, this coronavirus help people in thinking that we are not the, like whole soul. We are not the controllers. We are not the enjoyers. We are to be enjoyed by Krishna. And so sometimes these things may be necessary. This pandemic or whatever we are going through, it is bad. Because people are suffering, they are dying untimely, but that is Krishna's plan. Without his desire, nothing can happen. Balana bako kari sake jo jag bhairi ho. So these are nice instructions, and these instructions are being given by, like this is given by Narad Muni to King Prachin Barisar. King Prachin Barisar was doing so many Vedic yajnas, which is for meant for karmakand, to get enjoyment in the higher planets. This karmakand is just to fulfill material desires. We are neither karmis, nor gyanis, nor dhyanis, but we have to become devotees of the Lord. Karmis, gyanis, dhyanis, they may, but they only also get the result because of the bhakti. So bhakti is a central point for everything, but why not to do a shuddha bhakti without any mixture? So these things that what we were reading, Asuri, that is called like the holes of the body, that is genitals. And Gramag means Gramya, that is sex life. And Durmad means madness. So that is the accompanying friend. And Nirati, that is rectum. That is the side of, that is the hole of the body. And Vaisheshata, it is very painful. That is the destination of our sense object for that, that you, it will be painful. Like people get cancer, it is painful. It spreads all over, it is painful. And rectum has lot of problems. Then I was practicing in emergency medicine. Then some people would, I saw a man, then they put some vibrator there inside. And it is, they go up. And I had a very hard time in getting it removed. Means it is, so people have, the use is just to evacuate it only if you eat properly, proper diet and proper, there is fibers and proper way after offering the food to Krishna. Then naturally there will be a normal light. But for others, it is very difficult. They think you put anything for anywhere, and you enjoy senses. But at least how long it will keep in the material world, people don't even think of that what would happen to me, what is the long term result. So nirvak, and the next verse is about this so text number 54, anbhav amisham auranam nirvak pesha peshaskratav ubhau aksham vatam adhipatis abhyam yatyati karoti cha. Of the many inhabitants of the city, means this city is Puranjanpur, there are, this body is the Puranjan, this body with nine holes, nine gates, that is Puranjan. And we are not the body, we are the spirit soul. But so there are two persons named Nirvak and Peshakrati. So many of the inhabitants, city, many people, they lived in that city. But these two persons, Nirvak and Peshakrati, although King Puranjan was the ruler of citizens who possessed the eyes, he unfortunately used to associate with this blind man. So these two blind men, that is the legs and hands, that there is no eye, others have the eye. So accompanied by them, he used to go to here and there and perform various activity. So we do with the arms and legs, we do various activity. Arms and legs of the living entity, these two legs do not speak and they are blind because there is no eye. But in Krishna's hand and legs, he could do anything with that. And Krishna's hands and legs, what a devotee do, like Ambarish Maharaj, they will use these legs to go to the temple, to go to Yamuna River, to fetch water, to bathe the deities. So devotees use all these things in service to the Lord. They use their hands, legs, all faculties, all Gyanendri and Karmendri for service to the Lord. And perfectly it is an example of Ambarish Maharaj. And it is very nicely described about this, that how he used to use his hand, like hands in cleaning the temple of the Lord, hands in making like chandan, like grinding the chandan for the Lord, hands in cooking for the Lord, and so he could use in so many ways of plucking the flowers for the Lord, offering flower, bathing the deities, massaging their legs, massaging their arms. So in this way you could use, so these hands and legs are meant because these are all Krishna's Hrishikesha, Hrishikena, Sevanam, Bhakti, Uttama. Uttam Bhakti is that Hrishikesha, these are the senses, and he is the master of the senses, is Krishna. And how we serve Krishna? By engaging our Hrishikesha, Hrishikena. Hrishikena means by the Hrishik. Hrishik is the senses. So we use this Hrishik, our senses, in service of the Hrishikesha, master of the senses. He is our master. But we think that I am the master of my senses and I should use them for my enjoyment. And then we get trapped into the Maya and we remain in the material world. But basically, these are senses are meant to serve the Krishna. So legs, leg is blind, but Krishna, by his vision, he could impregnate the Prakriti. He could use any, say, Angani, Yesh, Sakalendri, Vritti, Manti, Pashyanti, Panti, means he could use Pashyanti, Panti, Kalendri, Chiram, Jaganti. So Krishna can use any senses for any purpose. But our senses are practically limited. We could use legs just for walking. We cannot use for using like a hand, and not use for like an arm. But Krishna, just by seeing, he can eat. Just by seeing, he can impregnate. He could go by the speed more than the mind. Mind is only limited, but he could go any speed or walk with any speed. So it is all inconceivable. But people, when they see that inconceivability, they think that it is mythology. Because by their tiny brains, they cannot understand. So this ascending process is not good. We should use what is described, like there is Pratyaksha, Anuman, and Shabda Brahma. So Pratyaksha, that people learn by these three processes. That when they see, that is Pratyaksha. When they Anuman, that they are hypothesized, then they think that this is such and such. When they see there is a smoke, so there must be some fire. But there could be not like that. It is not necessary. That is, smoke could be in many, many another ways also. So this liquid carbon dioxide or this some kind like ice, and it gives you like some smoke, and then you think that there is a smoke there, and one may be confused with that there may be fire, but there may not be any. So, but that is what yatra yatra one is, wherever there is a smoke, they think that there is fire. So that is not a good way to learn. But what is the another way? The best way is what Krishna has. Shabda Brahma. Shabda Brahma means from the Supreme Brahman. The knowledge that comes to us to descending process, to the Vedas, to Puranas, to Upanishads, to Vedanta Sutras, to Mahabharata, to Ramayana, to Itihasas, all these. So if we take that, then that is the perfect, because it is experienced by one thing, it is by Krishna is telling, then it is given in the life of the Mahajanas, Mahajano Yena Tata Sampada. So we compose many things, we imagine many things, but we have to take the right word, the right direction from the Shastra, then our life is perfect. So here it is given of the senses that are working, the hands and legs are very important, but they have no eyes to see. This means that in the hands and legs, there are no holes. In the head, there are many holes. Two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, and one mouth. But lower down in the arms and legs, there are no holes. Consequently, the arms and legs have been described as andha. Andha means blind. Although the living entity has many holes in the body, he nonetheless has to work with his hands and arms. So there is a purpose of hands and arms, that they work with this, with the arms, with the hand, and the legs that they walk. Although the living entity is the master of many other senses, when he has to go somewhere, do something, or touch something, he has to use his blind legs and hands. So this is the three verses. So what this third one that we were talking, Nirvah and Pesakram, feet and hands. Puranjan used to go here and there and perform activities with two blind men called Nirvah and Pesakram. So Nirvah means they walking, that is the feet. Walk means walking thing. So that is feet, and Pesakram, that is the hands. So sometimes we use our mind also in enjoying the senses. So in that way we fall down from our real place without using. So this Prachin Bharisa, Narad Muni is telling him all this, how this man used his senses, in what way that has been given by the Lord in form of Puranjan or nine holes, and what are their use. So he is asking, being asked by Narad Muni, is just telling this to, rather than directly, he is telling him to this allegory. Allegory means just like a storytelling. So Asad Varta, we talk that people, they talk nonsense that one should not be doing. Asad means which is anitya, means which is not eternal. And it is just the desire for material objects, material sense gratification. Kanchan, Kamini, Kaya, means that dhan, like wealth. Kanchan means gold, women, wealth, so nice family, healthy body. So people become too much attached, too much asakti, interesting. This is called asad varta. We just talk so many things that is compared to a prostitute, asad. So what it does, it pollutes our mind, and pollutes our mind and intelligence, and it could be, it just steals away all good qualities in the human being just by this asad varta. Asad varta. Then another is like this mukti is also, particularly Sahaja Mukti, it is like a lioness, and she just engulfs us. Means when we go to the Sahaja Mukti, means we merge in the Brahma Jyoti, which does not really happen. But when that stage comes, Brahma Leen, or you are in the, then what happens? That there is no Sevi and Seva. We are Seva. Jeev Krishna Das, I Vishwas. So there is no Krishna Das. So we are just living there in the Brahma Jyoti like a Trishanku, and you really cannot enjoy. So that is called as a simani, then say a lioness, and that eats you away. So we have whatever our desires are in the material world. There are, like, you could divide that into three. Viteshana. Viteshana means wealth, samriddhi. That is another is putreshana. Putreshana means have a son, he will protect me, that my wansha will continue. My death. And then another is Lokeshana, means we want to have yash, samman, that people adore me. The last three, profit, adoration, and distinction. These are the three things that even at the end, that people may not desire. So, but they want to be profited, they want that adoration, that people should respect them, people should glorify them. And then they should feel that, yes, he is a distinguished person. is a special person. So these are the desires given at the end. So these three kinds of desires that keeps us into this material molecular material. So form, that is the, like our real means kamna means to say, fulfill our sense enjoyment. And we should really feel desire of the Krishna senses. Krishna, that is really, that is prem. So there is a big difference. The prem, that is, you see the deity's form and think of the deity all the time, or things about Krishna's life or Leela. Leela is all the pastime, is playful pastime. Just like gopis, they live there for 100 years just thinking of the Krishna's Leela. They will get to sometime like Krishna Leela. So that is always, the, that is of the, so to see the deity form of the Lord, so think of the, then we should also describe, glorify the Lord, Gunanuvar. Bhagavad Gunanuvar means about the Krishna's, all the qualities that we should describe and talk about each other. Now you may say, why we should glorify? Because that is why we glorify Krishna, not only that Krishna becomes happy, but our all the anarthas, they go away. Gradually we become purified. And then we should be talking to the devotees of the Sambhashan, that we should be speaking with the devotees, and rather than talking of Gramya Charcha, but talking to the people with who have sense and jayas. And we should do also devotees charan seva, isparsh, so that is. And then the kaam, what are the how you engage in the kaam? That is, if you see seeing the face of the opposite sex, seeing thinking about them, or describing about their glories or how beautiful they are, or talking to them without any reason. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throwed away Chota Haridas, who was a nice singer, but because he was talking to some extent like intimately when he went to bed, some rice, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that you cannot come and sing. He was a Gandharva kind of life. And then, but he was singing so nicely, reciting, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked it. But to show to the people in general that that is not proper to talk with the woman in a secret or in a lusty way, that is not proper, and then it will drown us into the mortal world. And even thinking of touching of opposite sex people. So that is the kaam sadhan. And then we described about the prem sadhan. So although they seem that why we should desire, our desire would be that I should use even kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mada, matsari. Everything should be used for Krishna's service. Like if you have your different desire, then use it for Krishna, like krodh. So krodh, that you should do with people who are averse to Krishna, then you should feel, you could be angry with them. Or people who are talking with who are envious to the devotees, then you could show your code like Ravan was envious with Lord Ramchandra. He wanted to steal and attack Sita Devi, and Hanumanji became very, very angry, and he burned the whole Lanka. Lobh, if you have lobh, then you could use for Sadhu Sangha, that you should have Harikatha. That you, let me hear to this Arikatha is there. Let me hear that. Or let me just be like that. I should have a greedy to have association of the devotees. Then if you want more means attachment. So attachment means we should have an attachment in bhakti or devotion. Bhakta, bhakti, bhagavanta, guru. Then our mind should be attached to those places. Or if you mother, so that should be used for Krishna's gungan and nam gungan. So I will become very, very madunmat. I will start dancing for Krishna. So that is how I can use everything. So lobh should be for hearing katha, sadhu sadhu. That is for lobh. Krodh should be for one who are envious of the devotees are envious of Krishna. If we have any desires, then our desire should be for serving Supreme Lord. Or we should have lobh, should be hearing Harikatha. and sadhu sangha. And it should be a part of Krishna's name, Naam, Roop, and Leela, that we should be having attachment to those things. And madmasta, that we become mad for Harinam Sankirtan and dance. Or Irsha, you may say, what is this envy? Then one who are more advanced than Krishna consciousness. So rather than having enviousness, then you ask or beg that, please, how you could do it, please show me that. So we should have that arispardha rather than Irsha. So you could use that, is that I will compete, means not in an envious way, but you could compete that he has done so much. Prabhupada engaged his devotees and he wanted competition. But you distribute so many more. So he has distributed more than you. You do it double now. So that way, to just please Krishna, by distributing books, Krishna will have their competition. And in between the temples, between devotees. So we should use all these things in service of the Lord rather than using for our own enjoyment. That is not proper. And so lust and love, that we have said that there is so much difference, that lust is our materialistic things and love is our passion. These two are completely opposite. To please our senses, that is lust. Is the senses of Krishna, that is what is the law. And so this world is in any way, it's a time I would not go more, but so anything Prabhupada is teaching here and there in practically any verse, he wants us to become devotee. He wants us to surrender to the Lord. He translates or brings to the point, whether in Bhagavad Gita or pages of Srimad Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita, the whole aim is to direct everything towards Krishna. And if you make Krishna happy, naturally we will become happy. He is the root cause of everything. Sarva karana karana. So our desire should be to please Krishna. And we will automatically be pleased because we are part and parcel of the Lord. We have to situate properly in Krishna consciousness. So everybody wants to be free from any disease, birth, death, old age, disease. You want to be free from all these entanglement and want to be happy, but that would only could happen by devotional service, not by any another means. Anything material process cannot make us really happy and cannot make us what is our purpose of this material life. So please take to this Krishna consciousness very seriously. Prabhupada has made it in such a nice way by giving us temples, by giving us devotee association, by giving us so much purpose and books. He has given us so many temples. We are which are the oasis in this materialistic, in the place where there is so much desert and everybody is suffering. But when you go to the temple, you could be happy by seeing the beautiful form of the Lord. And Bhagavatam also is giving through these analogies and through this scripture that Prabhupada has translated in such a beautiful way that we could really put our faith and give surrender to Krishna. It becomes much, much easily with the sangha. Prabhupada is given that this devotee service. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kaya, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sadhu. So by this analogy, like he used to go to Nairuti and Western gates, to genitals and anus, and people want to become happy and anal sex. And so many ways that it is all perverted. It is not real, it is not normal, and the end result is so much suffering into the material. So many species are like. So take these lessons, that these are lessons is not to just tell Prachin Barisat some analogy, but it is meant for us, all of us, to take this Krishna consciousness seriously and proper use of proper senses. And it's a big analogy and so many names. This is just one chapter. There are more chapters, more explanation. Almost 5 chapters that has been written just for this Puranjani school. So thank you so much. You can unmute, and if there is any comments or questions, we can discuss. I appreciate for giving me opportunity to have devotee association and reach Srimad Bhagavatam. Each and every word is so important. So I appreciate and my gratitude to all of you. So if there is any questions or comments, please. Hope I can see your face if you are in the Zoom, but I can't. I don't know what wrong I'm doing.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class. If anybody have any questions, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam.
Can you see me, Prabhuji?
Yeah, I'm okay. Now let me just see. I was seeing you, but then now it just disconnect audio, chat, raise hand. What I should do? Disconnect audio, a chat, and raise hand. Hide non-video participant and show name when participant.
No. Now you can see me?
Yes, I can see you. Yes. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Yeah. Actually, you have to click on the it says the video, so there you have to click, then only you can, everybody can see you. Yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji, for the class.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada ki Jai, Guru Maharaj ki Jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful class, and thank you for your association, Prabhuji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. How many verses you covered, Prabhuji, today?
Three. You asked me for 352, 53, 54. That's what I did.
Yes. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. As usual, very nectarian class, Prabhuji. Please give your association regularly. Dhanvat Pranam. Hare Krishna.
Whenever, please engage me in your service. I feel gratitude for all of you to give me this timing and opportunity.
So, Prabhuji, in the verse 54, it says like, you know, that King Puranjana, he was associating with the blind people, even though he has eyes. So, what is the example, Prabhuji, for us to how we are associating with the blind people?
Yeah, blind people means hands and legs has no eye. And blindly we just walk any place so we should use those for Krishna service, like Ambarish Maharaj used to use his legs and going to the temples and going to Yamuna and serving the deities, massaging the deities body, or taking prasad only by the hand and the legs. There is a proper use of that. People use hands for so many way of enjoying the senses. So hands and legs are blind, and that's why it is compared to the blind man. But hands and legs has no eye, so they are blind. They cannot see. They are karmendriya only. They are not gyanendriya. Gyanendriya is meant for acquiring knowledge and also that's learning and also enjoying. We could only enjoy by these five knowledge acquiring senses. Eye, through nose, through ears, through the tongue, and through the skin, or touch. So these are the five sense objects. But leg, you don't really enjoy by doing that. They are just karmendriya. So they are blind. They have no eyes to see. They have to be directed by the mind. But they should be directed, highly controlled, where the passenger or where the soul wants to go. Then we should take it. Rather than we dictate ourselves, we should solve the purpose of soul to take into Krishna consciousness, take into the spiritual world by the legs and serve Krishna by hands. So there should be every organ that has been given to us should be properly used, not improper use. Okay?
Yes, Prabhuji. You know. So, Prabhuji, actually, mind like listens to the senses, like knowledge acquiring senses. You said, like when smell and hearing and seeing. So, mind listens to the hand and leg and like that. It says the blind, they are the blind, but they don't say anything. They just follow the instruction what mind gives. Mind says like you have to go this direction, the legs go that direction.
Mm-hmm. That is true. So one thing, senses should be controlled by the mind, but mind should also be controlled by the intelligence. But our intelligence is polluted. So it will give a polluted instruction to the mind, and mind would give polluted instruction to senses to enjoy. So those are all in a wrong way. And then the intelligence also should see that I am really part of the soul. Soul is the director. Soul is the real person, not this body or not the senses. So we should use the soul's destination is Krishna. We should know, understand that. And then soul should become part and parcel of Krishna, and soul should be in communion or in communication with the Lord, serving the Lord. But somehow soul thinks that he is the mind, he is the intelligence, he is the senses, and then because of the attachment to the body, then they it all goes on loose. That's why in Bhagavad Gita there is a nice analogy that senses are like the horses. There is a chariot. So senses are compared to the horses. The mind is compared to that lagam, that which you control the horses. So lagam should control the rein, should control the horses. But rather than it may senses may go hither and thither. Like if there are five wives of the same man, then they will pull him in different direction. So we are being pulled by our seven many senses. So mind should control the senses rather than senses are controlling the mind. And then intelligence should control the mind. Means we should discriminate what is good and what is bad. We should learn by our intelligence what is Shastric or what is the Vedic way or what Krishna wants me to do. And then ultimately really the enjoyer or whatever, they put the soul into a ditch, this chariot. The soul should go back to Krishna's abode. So this all would happen if the soul do not get attached to this soul, gives them the direction. So direction of the soul, the passenger should be followed. Soul is like a passenger. Should be followed by the driver, should be followed by the rein, should be followed by the horses or senses. Then we will go to the proper destination. Otherwise, the soul would just fall apart with this chariot. Our own body is a good chariot, and it could take us to Krishna's abode. But if we don't know if the soul is polluted, you may say that soul is not polluted, but it follows the dictation of the soul, thinks that I am the body, I am the senses, I am the mind, I am the intelligence, so let me satisfy them. Then everything is fall apart. It should be properly directed by the soul without attachment, that take me to Krishna's abode. And he's directing the intelligence and the mind and the senses to take him to Krishna's abode through the senses. So for that it requires good intelligence, it requires Shastric injunction. Without any attachment, you should just follow the dictation of the Shastra, Sadhu Shastra Guru. Then we will go to the proper direction, our proper place. So mind, we should not follow the dictation of the mind. Mind is not we. We are the spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. So, man eva manushyanam karanam bandham akshar. That mind, if it is a good trained mind, then it will be used properly. So we have to train the mind, train the intelligence, and train the senses also. Serve Krishna, not our whimsies. Senses want to enjoy themselves, but senses are part of the whole body. Senses themselves cannot enjoy. They are trying to enjoy, but that's very temporary. We want to enjoy the senses, bring the sense objects to the senses. But that's not only temporary, but initially it may look like a nectar, but it will be poisonous at the end. So intelligent should think, why I should eat such a thing which are not really Krishna Prasad, why I should be unnecessary wasting so much my time in Gramya Katha, by materialistic talks, why I should be wasting so much money in my bodily decoration, but you let me use it for Krishna's service. So in this way, we should train our mind and intelligence, because these are the instruments for the soul, but they have to be properly trained. And that's what Krishna consciousness is all about, that it trains us that what is our goal, how we should do it, how we can obtain our goal, who we are, what is our purpose, why we are here suffering, what are the threefold uses. Even we don't know who am I. Sanatana Goswami, he is coming to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I don't know. The people think that I am very learned, but I don't even know who am I, how I could be learned. I do not know why I am suffering from these threefold material miseries and what is the cure for all this. Adi Devik, Adi Bhautik, Adhyatmi. So we should be asking these questions. So your question is that mind is makes us fall or mind could elevate us. Depends on how trained mind is through intelligence and through souls directing it. We should take our body according to the direction of where the soul wants us, or where, what is the destiny of the soul, that is in Krishna's lotus feet. So Bhakti Yoga teaches us all these things. So it's a very nice question that you are asking. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for answering. Anybody else has any question or comment for Prabhuji?
If nobody have any questions, we can end the call here. Yes, Mataji, go ahead.
Hare Krishna. I saw somebody was asking questions. Anuradha Mataji.
No, Mataji, sorry, it was not me. Thank you, Prabhuji, for the wonderful class.
Thank you. Thanks, all of you. All Guru Sushila Prabhupada. I will learn that to video, but sometimes, somehow, it just, I cannot, when I press, I start a video and it comes back again. In the front, I think I have to do something that changes that video record. Should be there.
That's okay, Prabhuji.
That's fine. Okay. Thank you. At least you could hear. So I'm glad.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your very enlightening class today, and we are very grateful to you, and we look forward for your association in future, Prabhuji. Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha kalpatarupyasya kripasindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo
namo. We have more japa now.
Thank you.
Yes, Mother Sucharya, the japa will start again at 9 o'clock and will be till 10 o'clock. And at 10 o'clock, again, the Chaitanya Charitamrita class will start.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.